Hello, it's Wednesday, April the 14th, and today we are in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, and it's a very famous chapter. Anybody at all familiar with Scripture will know this chapter. The prophet is in the temple. It's the year that King Uzziah died, and the prophet sees a vision that the earthly king may be dead, but the King of Kings is very much alive. And he hears these seraphs in verse 2, each with six wings, covering their eyes and covering their feet, really covering their entire bodies, and with two wings they're flying, they're hovering in the air, and they're calling out, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory." And glory in the Bible is when God makes himself visible in some form or another. It's when his attributes are put on display and the whole earth is filled with his glory. Well, this is the only attribute in the Bible where it's repeated three times, the holiness of God. Made a huge impression on the late Dr. R.C. Sproul. Sproul's book, of course, The Holiness of God, is and possibly chosen by God, are two of his most famous books, and it was based on his experience of this particular passage in Isaiah chapter 6. The holiness of God and the otherness of God, that God is a being infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And the holiness of God undoes the prophet, and he tells us in verse 5, "Woe is me, for I am lost." Actually, the Hebrew verb, the Hebrew word here can mean a tearing apart. He's coming apart at the seams, at the sight of the purity, the threatening purity of God, because, as he says, "I'm a man of unclean lips." Now, if you had done a survey, I think, in Israel in the late 8th century, you might have concluded that Isaiah the prophet, in fact, had the cleanest lips in Israel. But from his own perspective, he saw himself before God's holiness as someone who was entirely unclean. And Ralph Davis, in his little book on chapters 6 through 12 of Isaiah, talks about, reminds us of the story in Ian Murray's biography of John Murray, the 20th century theologian and professor at Westminster Seminary, that he was visiting a couple one day, and he was talking to them about the sinfulness of the human heart. And the woman said to him, "Oh, but Dr. Murray, that surely isn't true of you." And he immediately rebuked her and said, "If you only knew the cesspool that is my heart, you would never ever say that." Well, that was Isaiah's call to ministry. It was a reminder of his sinfulness and a reminder of the exalted holiness of God. And unless that sin is dealt with, we have absolutely no hope. Well, we'll wait until tomorrow to see how that sin was dealt with. But for today, have a wonderful day.